USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A second night of looting broke out in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, Monday night following Sunday's shooting of an unarmed black man as he resisted arrest from an outstanding warrant. The looting followed the protest outside the city's police station. The governor put a curfew in place that was mainly ignored. China has warned the United States not to play with fire on the Taiwan issue after the Department of State updated its guidelines, easing restrictions on meeting between U.S. officials and their counterparts from Taiwan, which Beijing claims as its own. Speaking to reporters on Tuesday, the Chinese Foreign Ministry urged the United States to immediately stop any form of U.S.-Taiwan official contacts. Federal health agencies will temporarily stop using Johnson & Johnson's one-dose vaccine after six women developed blood clots, including one who died, according to a new report. The half-dozen patients who were between the ages of 18 and 48 developed a rare disorder involving blood clots within the first 2 weeks of vaccination. USA Radio News.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. Two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.